In the Kashmir Valley, five terrorists were eliminated by security forces in twin encounters in South Kashmir's Kulgam district. The encounters at Frazal Chinnagam area in the Motirgam district had started yesterday in the afternoon after specific intelligence inputs about the presence of terrorists hiding in the areas. Inspector General of Police, Kashmir Zone, V.K. Birdi, confirmed to Akashwani News that four terrorists were neutralized in Frazal Chinnagam area, whereas one terrorist was gunned down by security forces at Motirgam hamlet in Kulgam district. Two security forces personnel grievously injured in the line of duty have also lost their lives during the ongoing gunfights. Meanwhile, the operations at both the encounter sites, Motirgam and in Frazal Chinnagam, continues for the second day today to wipe out any terrorist hiding in the areas. In Odisha, the world-famous Rath Yatra of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balbhadra, Devi Subhadra and Lord Sudarshan is being held today in the holy town of Puri. The Grand Trunk Road of Puri, where the three chariots of the Lords will be rolled, has become a sea of devotees. President Draupadi Murmu has arrived at Puri to join the annual function. Lakhs of devotees from different parts of the world have congregated to pull the chariots, scheduled at 5 this evening, and have a holy darshan of the Lords. The chariots are positioned in front of the Lion's Gate of the Sri Jagannath Temple and are ready to be taken to Sri Gundicha Temple, where they will remain for a week. Meanwhile, the Odisha government has made all arrangements to ensure the festival proceeds smoothly. A crowd of about 10 to 15 lakh people is expected at the festival venue. A two-day public holiday has been declared in Odisha by the state government for the Rath Yatra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-day official visit to Russia and Austria from tomorrow. In the first leg of his visit, Mr. Modi will be in Moscow at the invitation of Russian President Vladimir Putin to hold the 22nd India-Russia annual summit. The leaders will review the entire range of multifaceted relations between the two countries and exchange views on contemporary, regional and global issues of mutual interest. After wrapping up his Russia visit, the Prime Minister will reach Austria on Tuesday. This will be the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Austria in 41 years. Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer has labelled Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Vienna as a special honour, stating that he is eagerly looking forward to it. The budget session of Parliament will begin from the 22nd of this month. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, in a social media post, informed that the session will continue till the 12th of August. He said the Union Budget 2024-25 will be presented in the Lok Sabha on the 23rd of July. It will be the first budget presented by the Narendra Modi government in its third term. The ongoing Char Dham Yatra in Uttarakhand will remain suspended today due to a heavy rain alert issued by the India Meteorological Department. Garhwal Divisional Commissioner Vinay Shankar Pandey issued an order in this regard late yesterday. He urged the pilgrims en route to the temples to avoid proceeding further and stay where they are. Mr. Pandey appealed to the pilgrims not to travel beyond Rishikesh in view of the Weather Department's heavy rain forecast and landslides on various routes. Pilgrims have been advised to proceed further only when the weather is clear. France will head into the second round of its snap election today after President Emmanuel Macron dissolved the current parliament and called the snap elections 3 years ahead of time. Preliminary results showed that Marine Le Pen's far-right national rally secured more than 30% of the vote in the first snap election. Polling projections suggest that the national rally could win the most seats ever in the next National Assembly. In women's cricket, India will lock horns with South Africa in the second T20 of the three-match series at the M. H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. The women in blue are determined to rebound following a narrow 12-run loss to the Proteas in the first T20. And with that, we end this news bulletin.